And did you see the story where the governor's going to talk to the NHL commissioner about bringing a team to Hartford?
Yeah, it's pretty incredible.
Jason Page on the show right now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what do you think the chances of that happening are?
There's a better chance of... I can't even find something this stupid. Look, Connecticut has tried this so many different times with so many different governors. The fact of the matter is Gary Bettman hates Hartford.
And I'm not stating
that. I'm not like, that's not hyperbolic. That's none of that. Gary Bettman has always had a thing against Hartford. Now,
as a hockey market, not as a personal.
It's not that he doesn't think it's a hockey market. It's two things. One, the fact that Hartford never built a new arena, the fact that they just keep shining up this, you know, this old turd is problematic. And I give, you know, the folks in Hartford, the Development Authority, all those guys, they've done their best to make the XL Center look the best it possibly can. But without a new arena, Gary Bettman is not going to sit there and try and nudge the Arizona Coyotes, which I only live a few hours away from out in Palm Springs, California. He's not going to try and nudge them along when there's other markets out there that have never had a team, Houston, Kansas City, Salt Lake City. He's not going to nudge them along to try and.
No, but he's a business guy. He's going to listen to what everyone has to say.
Right.
Yeah, but here's the problem. Boston and New York would fight it to the death because those TV markets are really valuable.
Oh, yes.
The Hartford TV market is so valuable to the Bostons and New Yorks of the world that they don't want to lose that. You know, once Hartford left, the thinking was they'd never get a team back because they would those New York and Hartford, the New York and Boston teams just wouldn't allow it to happen. I would love to see it. It breaks my heart every time I talk about the NHL or every time I got to watch the Carolina Hurricanes do something good. You know, that's the Hartford Whalers. But the reality is he can do whatever he wants short of a brand new arena. As far as I
think
know,
that's what the governor's going to offer.
I'd love to see where the money's coming from for it.
Well, of course.
When has that ever gotten in our way?
No. Especially in sports.
Let me put some money aside.
Just the way we spend. We don't look at how much we have. We're just like, yeah, that sounds good.
What price tag? Figure it out later.
What price tag? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we just want now.
This conversation's happened so many different times. I mean, I was on the air in Hartford from 08 to 2010 doing Afternoon Drive, and we had this conversation so many times. Every time an NHL team was potentially moving somewhere, the conversation was, oh, could Hartford be back in the mix?
But I don't remember the governor saying, I want a meeting with the commissioner. I mean, we'd all talk about it.
Right. No, I could promise you. I could promise you it definitely happened before.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Whoever the governor was.
Like, whether or not the meeting happened, it's different when he's coming out publicly and being like, no, I'm going to make sure we have this meeting. I've heard the people of Connecticut. Like, he's been very open about it.
Yes.
When the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater was about to open, they had a walkthrough with the governor, and I was lucky enough to be invited. So it's me, the governor, Jimmy Komplik, and Howard, the CEO of the amphitheater, in this conference room.
Yeah.
And the governor...
How did you wind up in that room?
You know, I'm the oddball out in this one.
He ate the Willy Wonka with the golden ticket.
Yeah, there you go.
Jimmy and Howard said I could be there. That's what it was.
Which doesn't belong and why.
Right. That was me, and I know it. But the governor started hitting up Howard and Jimmy on what to do with that XL Center. And I saw it as the governor was tapping into some really smart business people to figure out, like, what do you do with a building like that?
Yeah.
Before this opportunity.
Yeah. Insurance job.
That's been on his radar. That's been on his to-do list to do something with that building. I don't know. I think this is going to be, even if every other governor has offered an NHL team a deal, this is going to be the most serious deal they get. Don't you think?
Yes, I do. You know, because the thing is, like I said, I know that Tillman Fertitta in Houston, who owns the Rockets of the NBA, I know he's potentially going to make a huge push to move a franchise there. They've had the AHL there in the past. They used to be a WHA team, much like Hartford was back in the day. You know, Houston seems like they could be a front runner for this. We'll see. Like I said, we've been teased with this so many times before. I refuse to get my hopes up because I've seen it too many times.
No, I got you. And you make a good point about Boston and New York. Can Hartford even sustain a team? I mean, the Hartford Whalers didn't leave because they were selling so many tickets.
Right,
it was the opposite.
I think we have an argument
with the Yard Goats now that there is a hunger for sports in Connecticut if it's done right.
Yeah, no, I agree. But baseball, so much minor league baseball is such a different animal.
Very little overlap in fan base.
I would say if you were going to have a real hockey team in Connecticut, it should be in New Haven.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think this area could carry the day.
Oh, easily.
You have Yale, and when you say Yale, it's not just students.
No.
It's a whole hospital.
A lot of folks involved with Yale.
The university, the hospital, you have Quinnipiac, you have Gateway, Albertus Magnus, Southern.
John DeStefano did his very best to destroy sports in New Haven. It would take a lot to try and revitalize professional sports in New Haven because John DeStefano did everything he could to destroy that. Like I was a part of it. You know, I was with the New Haven Ravens. I was with that organization on two different occasions, and DeStefano single-handedly absolutely tried to gut sports in New Haven the best he could because he was all about the arts.
We got a different mayor there.
That's over now.
I know. It just that one leaves a sour taste in my mouth.
I could tell.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Jason Page, sports guys. I'm talking about hockey. So where do you put this on a 10 scale of this happening?
God.
That's a zero.
I wish I was.
Sound effect of a horse is a zero.
Sound effect of a horse is a zero.
That was his mouth, right?
That new man.
It's a zero.
I know you guys, your job is to, you know, get people excited if you think it could happen. I just, like I said, I've been as a sports guy and as somebody has done this for a living.
No, you're saying zero.
Too many times.
You're saying zero.
Yeah.
I won't say zero. I won't say zero because if you're talking, there's always a chance. If you're having conversations, there might be something he can throw Bettman's way that gets him excited. But I think the component to this that I mentioned at the beginning of the conversation is New York and Boston would fight it to the death.
Yeah.
James Dolan, who owns Madison Square Garden and the Rangers, would fight it to the death.
Right. Celtics, Lakers?
Boy, the Celtics are a joke. I mean, look, they go and give Joe Mazzulla a contract extension in the middle of the season when the guy's 34 years old. He's never coached a playoff game in his life. And now all of a sudden they might realize, oh, bleep, we just gave this guy a guaranteed deal for 3 years and he can't coach in the playoffs. There is real talk amongst people that I trust in this business that he may be out of a job if this thing ends the way it looks like it's going to end.
Doesn't seem like that's the right thing to say to motivate a team.
Right.
They just run out of a job. Last night. Hey.
I mean, look, when you look at the final four teams remaining in the postseason, they were the favorite to win it all. They're going to be going home potentially in four games. I'd be shocked if they won game four. That team's quit.
Jason Page, good hearing you. You got to stop in before you go back home.
Yeah, man.
Guys, I got to see you guys. It's been too long.
Cool. Yeah, come on in.
All right. See you later.
Yep. Bye.